It was just another regular morning at school when I walked onto campus. A few students shuffled across the quad while others quietly sat on benches reading out of textbooks. I groggily walked into my math teacher's office to ask for advice when one of her coworkers said the words that would change the course of the rest of the day. There was another suicide. It's terrible that the community has to be struck with such tragedy, but what is even more tragic is that this was not the first suicide during the school year. Only a month prior, another student took his life and shocked the community. As people naturally do, some theorized why this had happened, then that innocent speculation became something much worse. Students, teachers, and other members of the community began using these tragedies to advance their own arguments. The school needs to stop giving us so much homework, I would hear in fourth period. Girls need to stop being so catty. These deaths are just proof of that, could be heard in the line at lunch. Everybody seemed to know how these students had died, but nobody knew about their lives. They had become talking points in a debate. I couldn't help but confront those who tried to take advantage of their deaths. In the end, we have no idea why these two kids decided to end their lives, and we never will know why. The only lesson that makes sense to me is to appreciate the life we have and to take better care of one another. In both scenarios, friends said that neither student seemed depressed, but perhaps if we all just slowed down and paid more attention to friends and family, we would notice problems underneath the surface. These were two different people, but what may have saved their lives is something we all need, just being told that we matter. We don't need to change school policy or engender hate for a certain group to prevent more suicides. All we need to do is talk to those we care about and tell them that they matter to us. The emotional exposure we fear might save a life. With a Perspective, I'm Arjun Singh.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.